Infertility rates among women may be declining, while those in men may be stabilizing, the most recent U.S. data indicate. Pravin Rao, an infertility expert at Johns Hopkins, says he's a bit surprised.
There are certainly a lot of reasons to find it surprising. We know of many medical conditions, including obesity and hormonal issues, that are on the rise in this country, and we know that they have fairly clear associations with infertility. Keeping that in mind, it is surprising to see if infertility truly is decreasing or fully stable. The main reason that it's relevant, in my opinion, is in order to persuade policymakers and insurance companies to give better benefits and coverage for couples suffering from infertility.
Rao says many couples still find it hard to get pregnant and have a child. And he reminds any couple who have been attempting pregnancy for a year that evaluation is likely indicated. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.